Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Today we have a very important and a very special guest today. She is the owner and the creator and the writer of the Matrix and the Terminator movie, the franchise owner. And we are going to be talking to her a little bit today about her book, Matrix 4, The Evolution, Cracking the Genetic Code. We're going to be talking to Sophia Stewart. But before we get in today's program, I normally come on and we just have a little music. I thank all the listeners out there, everybody who has been full support of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat from Ariel's Torah Talk. Thank you guys for just keeping up, for coming to Facebook and joining the group. But before we get into today's discussion, I wanted to just start it off with a song and also a commercial. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we will definitely be talking to Sophia Stewart about her latest book. I thank everybody for just tuning in, listening in.
Hello and shalom, chat realers. This is Dr. Denise Gotautis, metaphysician, philosopher, and psychotherapist. I am one of the hosts of the chat reel with Billy and Friends. I'm also the host of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. I am here to announce another good friend of Billy Tappan and Friends, the writer of The Matrix and Terminator, the original Oracle herself, sci-fi writer, Oscar, and award-winning Sophia Stewart. Did you know that Sophia Stewart has a lineup of fantastic books available, especially for those who love and enjoy her written work of The Matrix and The Terminator movies? If you love these movies, you will love her books. Her latest book is quite exciting for those who love The Matrix. It is called The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. That is The Evolution of Conscious, Matrix 4. In this book, Sophia Stewart talks about cracking the genetic code. This is a must read for those who love The Matrix and The Terminator. I am happy to announce this book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble bookstores. It is also a recommended book on Goodreads, along with her other best-selling five-star books. Number one, The Third Eye. Number two, The Mother of the Matrix. Number three, Matrix Trivia, all written by Sophia Stewart. These books are popular and they are selling fast. Order your copy today. Don't forget, Sophia Stewart's books are available on Amazon, sold at your local Barnes & Noble bookstores. You can even purchase her book on Goodreads. You can also visit her webpage at thetruthaboutmatrix.com. That is thetruthaboutmatrix.com. Order yours before supply runs out. The choice is yours, the blue pill or the red pill. Chat with you soon, real people. Bye-bye.
Oh, every day I pray to get to know ya. Please wanna be close to you, yes I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you there's no me or the air that I feed. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around all around, bring me down to negative vibes. But I believe, yes I believe, I said I believe. Stand amongst the people and be brought down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. How the darkness comes light, twilight and to the height. Crown lights burning up, or to the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right. And I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my mind. I give myself to you from the essence of my being and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a feeling. What's this feeling? My love will be falling and ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Listen away the legs and reveal your soul. You gotta give yourself up and then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and them don't even know. Them wanna live that fast life but your brain won't flow. You can shine and stay high, bound to stay low. You want God but you can't afflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy, he'll throw you a rope. You're looking for help from God, yeah, he couldn't be found. Searching up to that sky, looking beneath the ground. Like a king without his crown, you keep falling down. And I really want to leave, but can I get rid of your crown? You're trying to reach onto the heights and wound down, bound on the ground. Leaving up your brain, then you heard a sound. Out of night comes day, out of day comes light. And I fly to the one light, the light in the rain. Making room for his love and a fire gun blaze. Make room for his love and a fire gun blaze. What's this silly man of a river holding and stealing? I give myself to you from the essence of my being and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will be holding a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Hey, everyone. Hey. Hey. Just happy to be here today, and I welcome everyone to the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. We have today, as I've spoken earlier, a special guest with us. She is the owner of the Matrix and the Terminator franchise, and today we will be talking to her about the Terminator and the Matrix franchise, and we'll also be talking to her about the new book that she has out, The Matrix 4, The Evolution of Cracking the Genetic Code. And today we do have our special guest, Sophia Stewart. I just want to welcome her. And I want to just thank her for taking the time out to come. Sophia, you there?
Yes, I am. I've been waiting to sit here. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm very happy to be here.
And
can you
I'm happy to have you. I am so happy to have you. And, you know, on today's program, when I was speaking with you earlier, of course, we were supposed to, you know, have Billy, but I want everybody to just keep Billy in prayer. got a little sick, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be up and back soon. And our other host, it's amazing, Sophia, because it's around the season. I don't know whether it's a seasonal change with everything, but all of the hosts, they wanted to talk to you so bad. And I am not, I kid you not, every single one of them got something medical going on.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it's a very, very interesting problem and thing going on.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. I would love to have all of them on. And I look
all
forward and I'll put them
all
in prayer. And I look
yes,
forward to
each and every one.
You know, another time on your show.
Oh,
it'd
yeah, we're going to do it. Because we're going to even speak even more about your book. Your book is amazing. We're going to do it even more on the chat reel, too. But because they were excited, but they're like, okay, you know, hey, give us another week. And Julie, as you know what happened, what's happening with her. She was battling something going on in her body too, but we all are going to still all get a chance to hopefully talk to you on a round table, but hopefully they're listening in and everybody, you know, hopefully they're listening in. And, you know, I've told them, hey, you know, this book, it's very amazing. This Matrix 4, what it's about. I mean, I went through it and I read your book, The Matrix 4. It's awesome because it kind of reminds me of a kind of a man versus machine thing. But at the same time, Sophia, I know it has a lot to do with the Bible. Let me get my little notes here. And you know, what really got me in the book. As I was reading it, what really got me in the book is I was reading it because, you know, I always, when I looked at the movie The Matrix, I always kind of noticed the Neo character. And in symbolization, what does Neo represent, Sophia?
Well, before I even get into that, I would like to talk to the people and tell them, this is the real fourth installment. It's called Matrix Evolution, Cracking the Genetic Code. That is the actual name of it. It is the evolutions of conscious, but that's what the material is talking about. But the name and the correct title is Matrix 4, Evolution, Cracking the Genetic Code, because the first one is the Matrix. The second movie is the Rebellion or the or reload it, and the third one is Revolution, and this is the fourth installment, Evolution. It is on demand. That means that if anybody tells you any of the places that you go to buy it, like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Nook Press, Walmart, it's on demand, meaning the moment you buy it and order it, they will print it up for you. Also, I like to say to people, it's two franchises that I own, Matrix and Terminator franchises, not just one. And to answer the question about Neo is an anagram. Let people know my work is written in science fiction form, and it is about spirituality and metaphysics. And I'm talking about quantum physics, calculus, trig, ancient sacred geometry. And to go into the Neo character, Neo is an anagram for the one, N-E-O-O-N-E, meaning that we're all can be the one on this journey to fight the machines. Because what I wrote was the second coming of the Christ, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machine, because I saw in the future that the next problem on the horizon would be man creating his own children, which are called lab rats, which come right out of, which are lab rats, which come right out of man creating them posthumously, like hybrids, clones, drones, test tube babies, petri dish babies, gender bender, gender manipulated babies, but like living amoebas, but seedless and soulless.
I always thought sort of too that the machine, I mean, in modern day, you know, it makes me think people always want to combine man with machine, and it's kind of woo. It's kind of a which when you said, you know, the cloning that, you know, man would make himself babies, which they're doing that in reality, you know, in our reality too. And that's what fascinates me about the Matrix 4, Cracking the Genetic Code, the book itself. And, you know, it's a part in the book too in the beginning because, you know, I was following the Matrix when it first came out. And a lot of my family members, they had enjoyed the Matrix as well. But I know that Neo, the part in the book where Neo kind of reminds me of in the Jewish people, they call it Mashiach. He reminds me of a form like of a Mashiach. He's the one, you know, the one who can crack all of these codes. And, you know, as I'm reading the book too, and I'm looking, and it's looking like on a part here where Neo is kind of like what is it? Is he resurrected? Is he brought back from the dead? I wanted you to talk about that part.
What happened was that when the first Matrix came out, it won 4 Oscars for my work. It was adapted from my copyrighted script and my copyrighted book, just like you adapt Lords of the Ring book and make a movie out of it called Lords of the Ring movie, the late J.R.R. Tolkien's book. Well, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of these great movies come from books. When you look at the Maze movie, the Maze book, you know, the Gravity movie, the Gravity book, John Grisham, an attorney, he wrote the book The Firm and The Pelican Brief, and both of them were adapted into movies. So a lot of people don't know that there are source work, and these movies are just films, just like you go and take your Apple or Android and go out there and start recording stuff. Well, you didn't create the source that you're recording. You're just making a derivative of the source, which is called a film.
So
these people in Hollywood did not create and write The Matrix and Terminator. I already had the copyrighted book and script before the work ever came out. My copyrights are 81, 83, and 84, February the 6th, 84. Terminator did not come out until October the 26th, 1984. And Matrix didn't come out until March the 31st. Now, these are the national releases of these movies, 1999. So they're derived from the copyrighted script in the copyrighted book called The Third Eye Matrix and Terminator, where it all began. Science fiction.
And the when I'm looking at it, it's like, wow, because of the fact that that fiction that is written, even though it's fiction, and you told me, you know, you told me before that it's like how do you put it? You know how a person would put something in a parable, but it's aligning. It's got biblical references in the movie. If people pay attention to the names in the movie and how everything is scripted out in the movie, it's in reference to what's already there in the Bible. And that's the most fascinating thing about to me. And it's a whole conglomeration of metaphysics and everything, and it's a very very wow. It's anointed, I'll say. It's an anointing to be able to put that in one form where people can enjoy it, but at the same time, they don't realize it, that they're learning the Torah, they're learning the Bible a bit when they're looking at it, and then at the same time, you're looking at, it makes me think of where we are today, the technology with the machines, you know?
Oh, yeah, we are living in the matrix, not a metaverse. We're living in the matrix. Metaverse is no terminology from the 60s or the 50s or the 40s. Meta means metal. But we have gone beyond metal. Like I said, man has advanced in the laboratory. Man has advanced in technology. And if you look at the word, the matrix, they didn't know where. Hollywood had no idea where that word came from or what it meant. All they thought it was a cool word. But the matrix is a 7,000-year-old Latin word for the woman's womb, her stargate, her portal. To bring babies into this physical domain called the earth. Nothing can come in here unless it comes through portals. It cannot cross that radiational belt that protects it. So if a planet or any asteroids or anything hit up against the planet Earth, it would be broken into thousands of pieces. And you see they're called meteorites. And they will shower down and hit the earth. But the matrix is a 7,000-year-old Latin word for the woman's womb, and it comes out of the King James's Bible, mentioned in five scriptures, three in Exodus and two in Numbers. Exodus 34th chapter 19 verse, God says, "He who opens up the matrix on my children," my three-dimensional children, 3D, because the first is the astral body, or spirit means blood, water, and spirit means a period for a woman, because that's what this woman has before she conceives a baby. Now, when she gets pregnant, the second part of this baby is the physical body called transportation. Which in the womb, it takes 9 months or 36 weeks for that body to be created. And the woman must have a feeding tube called an umbilical cord. And she must have breast milk, you know, so the baby can be fed. And estrogen to expand that womb for 9 months or 36 weeks.
Awesome.
So no man.
And that's amazing. And it's just amazing within itself. I mean, people don't really, in your book, it makes people stop and think that, you know, everything begins on a spiritual level. In the spiritual level, they think of it, everybody think of it. You've heard of people use the term Mandela effect, matrix, or whatever have you. A spiritual level, you think of things. Things don't come into existence until it first exists in that matrix, in that spiritual level. And then it comes into being with that physical, which you just described as the woman's womb being the matrix, being the entrance to that portal. And it's so awesome because it makes you just think, a man being three-dimensional beings, as far as the different dimensions that do exist around us. And, you know, this story, it just opens up your mind to think about the things that we never really pay attention to on a daily basis. It's with your book, the Oracle, how she, I want to talk a little bit about some of the parts that I was reading in there.
Before you get to that,
go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you cut me off.
No, you're
because
fine.
I needed
you're
to
fine.
Explain the third body to the people who are listening, because I only explained 2D, the first, blood, water, and spirit, the second, the physical body. The third body is the seed or the soul of continuation. meaning that everything God has ever created has a seed of life that is continuing on this earth that will never end. And that seed or the soul attaches to the physical body at the 12th week. At the 12th week, meaning that at that 12th week, a doctor will not perform an abortion because he's killing a living soul or seed. He's killing the seed.
Yeah.
But up to 11 weeks is blood, water, and spirit. And you can take a before or after pill and bring down your period and there's no consequences to a living baby. So people out there that are listening need to hear this information and what the matrix is really, what God is really revealing to you is so deep. The message of the
it
matrix and Terminator. Terminator end time revelations references revelations. Now, if you would look at the Bible as time travel, everyone, past, present, and future time travel, you could really understand the Bible, and you would be able to interpret it, and you'd be able to really grasp some concepts that it's trying to teach you. Man was never taught that the Bible was nothing but a roadmap or a guide to help you get ahead or accelerate here in this realm. That's why it was created. It is like a roadmap. So if you understand the roadmap, you're going to get to your locations, wherever you're trying to get to. But if you don't understand how to use a map or what the purpose of a map is, you will not get to any of your destinations or what you're trying to accomplish. So if you would look at the Bible as like a roadmap and you would try to understand it as past, present, and future time travel, when you look at the Old Testament, we're talking about Moses, that was our past. Where how what happened in the past will happen again and again. And there's these referencing points. And if you look at the New Testament, which is talking about the Christ or Jesus, then this is our present, what is going on right here in our present day time. And if you get interpreted revelations, revelation is what one will become. It is the future that God has prophesied. And only a few can understand that prophecy. But everyone can understand what's coming. And so revelation, end time, termination, that's where the word terminator comes from. Terminator, end time, revelation, because revelation gives the end. And terminating terminates you, and that is the end. And the matrix is talking about the woman's womb. Who's going to be born here? Man came out of woman. Woman didn't come out of man. Man came out of woman. Yeah. That needs to be referenced.
Right. It needs to be referenced. And so, yes, just as you said, in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. Things keep repeating and repeating itself like a big, you know, like a circle. It's eternal. And, yeah, I mean, Sophia, I'm just, wow. I mean, the whole concept, your inspiration, everything that it brought, you know, that storyline to you into being is just wonderful. I mean, this is some good, like I said, hey, good stuff, you know? So let me see, like, it's amazing to me. I'm floored. I mean, I was looking, I'm still, you know, every time I looked at your book, I have to go through it again to get even more. You just can't read it once. You know, you said that before, but it's true. You just cannot read it once, because if you read it once, it's something that you're going to miss. And I'm like, I had read it, and I'm like, wow. And then this Agent Smith, how you brought it together. A lot of people, you know, they don't really know that the Terminator in the matrix. They don't know that these stories are, you know, are put together. They separate
the
two.
They're one epic story. Matrix
right.
and Terminator franchises are one epic story. And it was so much information in the book because, see, a movie is only 1 hour and 36 minutes, no more than 2 hours and 10 or 15 minutes. So
mm-hmm.
that's only a fraction, a small fraction out of a book. The book is layered. So no matter how many times you go back in there, you're going to see something that you didn't see, or you're going to see something that you didn't read or process.
Yep.
And this
mm-hmm.
is the real fourth installment that Warner Brothers offered me $30 million for the shooting script. The shooting script is what they take and use to shoot the movie. There's
right.
many first drafts or drafts of the script, but the final draft of any script before the movie is made is called a shooting script. And that is the script
shooting.
They use to make
mm-hmm.
the movie. Now, the,
okay.
the James Bond movie script went for $50 million and the Matrix, $30 million. Simply because it's all original material, and all original material is what's going to make billions and hundreds of millions of dollars. It's nothing but
okay.
original material. So this is why Warner Brothers wanted it very much, but they went ahead when I turned them down, and they went ahead and had Andy and Larry Wachowski, which Larry and Andy never wrote Matrix and Terminator. They don't even know what it is. They came out with this resurrection of the 1999 Matrix, and they called it the fourth installment, but
mm-hmm.
they did not use any of the logos. The Matrix, they did not use the characters. It was John Wick they used instead, and Tiffany, who has a husband and two children, and some
mm-hmm.
naked man they said was Morpheus' son, but wasn't Morpheus. And
wow.
somebody, some old general that was not Naomi, Jada Pickett's role. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It was horrible, and people asked for their money back. And I heard that they lost allegedly anywhere from $100 to $150 million because they committed fraud
wow.
on the investors.
Wow.
They defrauded the
that
investors.
That's terrible. Wow.
Well, that's what you do if you lie and said you did something and you didn't
right.
do it.
And you didn't
and
do it. Yep.
Right. And you're trying to keep from counterfeiting. So you put out a documentary, and people don't even know it's a documentary. They're thinking it's the fourth installment, and
uh-huh.
they don't even know what is going on with it. They're lying to the public. It's garbage. And
yeah.
and it gave a reality to the people that they did never wrote The Matrix and Terminator. They've just committed fraud with the government in every capacity. In the
wow.
court system, at the
mm-hmm.
trademark office, at the copyright office, nothing
wow.
but fraud and criminal penalties that you can go to jail
mm-hmm.
for
mm-hmm.
or be,
yeah.
be fined, a great fine of money.
It's a shame that people would do for money and, you know, the amount of dishonesty and fraud and lies of thieving away something that some other person's work. And, you know,
well, they did not steal my work because my work was copywritten. It's in my name. They made money
right.
off of my work, which are called the damages, which I took
mm-hmm.
them to court for, the damages. And
right.
the first court in California case was a RICO case, and I was trying to get them put in jail because under the Constitution, we have a right to defend our properties, and this is my intellectual property. And
right.
the government failed to protect my rights. This is what
oh
the major issue is. that the government mm-hmm. protects the rich, but they don't protect the middle class or the poor.
They That's
do not
right.
protect the rights of these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm telling here in America. And what happened with Nike is the same thing that happened with Lil Nas X, the rapper, and the shell company
mm-hmm.
called Mischief and its executive. They just openly counterfeited Nike in front of your eyes, everybody's eyes here in America.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's counterfeit.
They really did. Yeah,
yeah,
they did.
How are you
going to
take Nike, exactly, a $1 billion corporation that's copyrighted and trademarked the same way my work was, and
mm-hmm.
alter it and sell 666,000 copies? And that's
yep.
when Nike came after them, because you can only come after them when they make that money. You
yep.
can come after
that's
them
right.
then and only then.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
how,
very
is,
true.
How can the government allow a criminal case should be formed right now, and Lil Nas X and the company Mischief, the money should be taken, but not just like Nike coming in and taking the profit. It should be penalized by the government with all kind of fines
yes,
and violations. Fine, and the executives, they need to go to jail, send a message to America, our copyrights and trademarks are protected.
Yep.
Cannot counterfeit
That's
them.
Right. That's right. And what
a
he counterfeited with that,
here.
Oh, it is the wrong message. And what he counterfeited that was pretty sick. I mean, blood drips, actual human blood in a shoe. They should have
yes.
went after him. I'm glad they went after him, too, because that was sick.
Well, they haven't.
I have
they,
to say that.
Nike went after them for the money. But the government needs
uh-huh.
to come after them for the criminal court case.
That's
See,
true.
See, two cases
That's
here
true.
That you got to realize, a civil case and a criminal case. You guys
mm-hmm.
understand it when you hear the O.J. Simpson case. Y'all understood
uh-huh.
the civil case for money damages and the criminal case for murder. Well, when you counterfeit any trademark or copyright, then you are committing criminal penalties. You're committing
yep.
a criminal act, a crime. It's called
mm-hmm.
counterfeiting. It's just like you take a Nike or you take a Versace or a Louis Vuitton or, you know what I'm talking about, and you
yep.
knock it off and start selling it, a knockoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gucci,
that's right.
A and knockoff.
That, yeah, that's what they did. That's what they did. They attempted to do with
a knockoff, just like with
Yeah.
This Matrix 4, this Matrix 4 that they came out with, it's a knockoff.
It sure is.
A blatant knockoff, because after you've seen the Matrix 1999, that my work won 4 Oscars, and those Oscars belong to me because
mm-hmm.
I didn't sell my work to anybody. I didn't make any licensing
yeah.
deal with anyone. I wasn't
yeah.
approached in business by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went
awesome.
To the DOJ and I went to the Attorney General's office and the FBI investigated it, they found the foulness. They found the theft. They found the counterfeiting. But the Attorney General,
yeah.
the U.S. Attorney General, did not prosecute. Greg Diamond, right out there from Utah, and Elizabeth Ann Stevens, one of the prosecutors, they did not prosecute these people. Now, they went after
oh.
Kim.com, the DOJ, and all of the law enforcement when Hollywood studios got stolen from and counterfeited, and their money got taken. They went to the FBI, and they got justice immediately. They went over there
yeah.
and got Kim.com. They took his property.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in New Zealand, you know, where there was no way you can, you know, prosecute a person because we didn't have
Whoa.
That exchange with America.
Hmm. Yeah, that is something.
Yeah, they went out
That's
there regardless.
Something. Oh,
when
my
he
goodness.
Thought he was protected, him.com thought he was protected because there was exchange between New Zealand and America for criminal acts.
That's
James Cameron even put him got him a ranch over there thinking he will be protected. James Cameron, who lied about the Terminator, he and Gail Ann Hurd. All these people are they don't talk on any interviews because it would be a deposition that can later on the criminal law enforcement the crime division can later use the depositions to prosecute you. They're open confessions. Mm-hmm. Like if you apply for any copyright that's a derivative of another copyright that's already on file there that actually leads you, you know, can be traced to that copyright or trademark, well, under the criminal acts and criminal penalties, you can be prosecuted and fined.
Right.
And go to jail for that.
If for those out there listening, you don't know, but Sophia, you are a lawyer. Am I correct?
Yes, I am. I am definitely an attorney. And when I won my lawsuit against all of these defendants and the four law firms that I sued personally that they sent to sabotage me in the California case, I won that court case September. I won it pro se, meaning I won it pro se. God was with me. Give God the victory.
Yeah,
because people think that billions and millions of dollars have some kind of power, but it has no power over God and truth. But anyway, I won September the 25th, 2014, 8 years ago. And the media has been hiding it. The media has been hiding it from all of these people, which is a devastation for the people. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because this victory should be pointed out that it is the David and Goliath story, because Terminator and Matrix are the message of God that I chose and volunteered to deliver. God raised me from a babe speaking the truth, from an elementary grade school, seventh grade, 11 years old, writing from a college professor. And many famous teachers, when I bypassed high school, I took the New York Regents and got the diploma, went into college and got the degree, a degree in journalism, a double major in law and psychology, studied to be a lawyer and a doctor.
Awesome.
USC, University of Southern California, my school, and the City University of New York.
Oh, USC, I'm familiar with that. My mother, she used to live across the street from.
Yeah, Trojan. I went to school with
Trojan.
The former pro football players, my classmates, Marcus Allen, Heisman winner, Charles White, Heisman winner. He was on his way out when I came in. Anthony Davis, my boyfriend, Heisman winner, who encouraged me to go there. He wanted me to be at his school, to be a Trojan.
Yes.
And thank you, Anthony Davis. That was phenomenal of you because I wrote The Matrix and Terminator while I was there.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's where it all
awesome.
Began at USC.
Trojan. At USC, University
Trojan
of
War.
Southern California.
we're a Trojan.
You were a Trojan. And, you know, you almost married Cassius Clay.
Muhammad Ali. Well, the late Muhammad Ali. I was engaged. People can go to the archives. I was going to be destined to be his fourth wife, but God had something else in mind for me. But it was a wonderful, beautiful experience because he is the Neo character, the one.
Really?
J.C., listen, J.C., John Connors, Jesus Christ, grows up to be Neo, one and the same, in The Matrix, the dedication to Muhammad Ali, a living black superhero on the earth.
Okay, because I did not know that. I didn't know who Neo. That was my question, too. You answered it. Who Neo, who he was, could see for,
in real
life,
was the late Muhammad Ali. Okay. And he, by the way, okay. he never liked it, that slave name, Cassius Clay. He must be turning in his grave when
okay.
he heard you. Yeah, when he heard you call him Cassius Clay. He used to always say, you can go on YouTube and listen to him. He would tell the media when they tried to call him Cassius, he said, I'm not a slave. My name is Muhammad Ali. Cassius Clay was a slave owner. Listen to me. Cassius Clay was a slave owner, a white man slave owner. Back in another period of time.
That's why.
And
okay.
And Ali got that name was, you know, from his father and his brother with that name, you know, the mother. You know, she wasn't born with that name, but, you know, that was a name that she married into. And as soon as Ali got with the Muslims and they began to teach him the Muslims' ways of life and what's going on here, Ali changed his name. We were gonna we had a wedding set up, you know, because you're supposed to marry in the Muslim style first before you have the physical wedding. Well, you know, man's contract. We had the marriage through God, and I became Sonia Ali.
Oh,
that was my Muslim name to marry him by the iman.
Wow. Fascinating. I never knew that. That's that's something
else. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, what was that?
No, I told you to go ahead and speak. You said you never did know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know. We were very much, I loved him greatly. When I met him, it was through one of his bodyguards. I used to attend the Laker games, Abdullah, because I was media.
Okay.
I used to work for Columbia Pictures, the studio, the Vice President Dick Barris's office, Brandon Cahill, Fantasy Island producer. I worked over there, and I attended many meetings with those guys, and I worked over there. You know, it was on Warner Brothers lot, Columbia Pictures. And I was a West Coast correspondent with a national magazine out of New York that Dick Barnett, the former New York Knicks, Dick Barnett, was the publisher.
Awesome. Wow.
So I was media. I was media, and I attended a lot of Laker games. In fact, I got memorabilia. I still have the tickets and stuff and where they left them at the box office for me. And at that time, Magic Johnson was a $25 million man. And, Norm Nixon was there. He's a friend of mine. And Jim Chong.
I met him.
All of them. Cooper.
Yeah.
You know, they were I met all the team except for Kareem. Kareem would always leave after the game. So I never met Kareem, but I met everybody else who was on the team. In the
Now, Kareem, because I used to, this might have been, I was in high school, I went to Crenshaw High School, and Kareem, me and my friend, her name was Angela, we would go up the Crenshaw Strip, and he would get his hair cut all the time around the Crenshaw area. I can't remember exactly, Leimert Park area. He used to go to a barbershop over there. And we would always run into him. He was a tall, tall, tall guy.
Oh, I know.
And, you know,
I
we just
to meet him.
Yeah, he's very tall.
I think he was 7. I think he was 7'2" or something. 7'2"
Yeah.
Or something. And
we never would say anything to him. We just peek at him.
Well, yeah, you guys are high school, so you. You probably was intimidated by his, popularity and his fame and fortune. They introduced me to Magic, though. I met Magic, though. It was weird because they were like, well, we would introduce you to Kareem, but he always leaves. So I said, that's all good. It's cool. But like I said,
now,
I met Ali's body.
You know what,
there.
Sophia? Billy,
yeah.
I want to tell you, too. Billy, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were talking. And Billy said, you know what, I think I want to ask Magic Johnson to come and speak on the program. He says, I'm going to get in touch with him because I want to interview him.
Oh, he's good.
I had no
he's
idea
good.
You knew Magic.
Yeah, I know Magic way back in the '80s. Guess who else introduced me to Magic besides Norm Nixon and Cooper and the whole team? Jim Chong.
Hello.
Chong was my friend. Muhammad Ali introduced me to Magic. He didn't even
Muhammad
know I knew
Ali
Magic.
Did. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't even know at the Ali and I used to, and the media used to take lots of pictures of us. Would go to the Speakeasy and up in Hollywood, and this in the Comedy Store. I think it was not the Comedy. It was called the Comedy.
Oh, okay.
Store.
Hmm.
I think it was a club or something. Anyway. The media would take pictures, and sometimes Jane Kennedy and her husband Leon Kennedy at that time would host. Different celebrities would be hosting over there.
Yeah,
and it would always
be
like a ton of celebrities in there, and
They
all had their fan base around them. And when Ali come, oh my God, Ali would have like 7 or 8 bodyguards. Some of them in the car with us in his. Rolls Royce, he had a Rolls, a Corniche, and some of the bodies would vibe with us, and some would be in cars in the back, some in the front. And when Ali came, there would be several celebrities in the comedy club. They all would leave. They would all leave these celebrities when Ali walked in. Everybody in the world would leave and surround Muhammad Ali. I've never seen anyone, except for the late Michael Jackson, have that kind of clout.
Yeah.
You know what I said? Have that kind of clout.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, he was very popular. Very. He still is.
Oh, you
still
is. It's an understatement. You should have seen the fans that flocked around him. Incredible to see it in person. And everyone loved him. I mean, it was just incredible. This man was the most incredible man I've ever met in my entire life. And his spirit inside of his body was astronomical, very powerful. Now, I've met a lot of people. Make no mistake. I've met some great people here on Earth, some phenomenal people. But I got to say, I never met anyone like Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
He is a class act of his own. He can't
and
put
you
him
know
in any
what,
category.
Sophia? You know what, though? A lot of people think you are an inspirational person, an awesome person, a genius at that, to, you know, and it's awesome to know that Muhammad Ali, he did have a part in inspiring the Neo character. That is just phenomenal. That's awesome.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
the work that you've done as far as, you know, the Matrix. I mean, the Matrix is just a household name now. Everybody is saying, you know, we're just all living in a Matrix. I mean, you gave people a way to think about our reality in a different way. And another thing, you said this was metaphysics, which is pretty cool. That's right up my alley. I have been, you know, I keep up with little bitty things. What do you think of, and this is a off-the-wall question, what do you think of the CERN Hadron Collider thing that they got?
Tesla is a prodigy like myself. Leonardo da Vinci, Einstein, we're prodigies. Geniuses are common, but prodigies are rare. You take the little girl that's 12 years old, she gets her college degree, she bypassed, you know, high school. That's what I did, bypass all of that. And she goes, you know, gets a degree. She goes to work for NASA. Well, we're polymaths. We're well versed in quantum physics, calculus, ancient sacred geometry, trig. We're like, we know these math. We can crack codes. We can crack codes and go into systems. Like you see the movie Beautiful Mind.
So right, right.
We're code breakers.
Awesome.
And we're inventors and creators. And what my work did was consciously elevate the people from a past paradigm into such a futuristic paradigm where they can go on and stay with or keep up with technology. And it also changed the way Hollywood make money. They went from hundreds of millions of dollars into billions of dollars. My work made anywhere from $35 billion going up and won 4 Oscars. And science fiction usually don't win Oscars. Just just the very good drama, dramatic films with the actors and actresses. So this was incredible.
Awesome. And now I was fascinated how your book, The Terminator 4, The Evolution, Cracking the Genetic Code, I was just so fascinated how you combined, as I said before, how you combined the Terminator and the Matrix into one whole. It made sense.
Yeah, because whenever you are adapting someone's work, their work is going to come together as one. That's the only way it can, because it's not your work. You're adapting it to the screen. Do you see?
Right.
And when you got a book and you got a copyrighted book and a copyrighted script, you see what I'm talking about? A movie is only a fraction out of that book. That's why people go get the book. They seen the movie, they got to go get the book because they got to see what is missing. Or if they read the book, they want to see what did they use out of the book to create the movie. Do you see what I'm talking about? The architect, the engineer, is the one that created the bridge or the buildings or the house. Do you see? The little worker ant and little worker bees in Hollywood just put it together. That's all. It is the engineer that created the cars or the cars. The little worker bees and the little worker ants on the assembly line are just putting it together. They're not the creators.
Oh, yeah.
See, Hollywood is the little worker ants and the little worker bees that adapted the source work to the screen. Do you see what I'm talking about? They didn't create anything. They're just the workers.
Yeah, that's right.
The architects,
and you know,
Sophia.
Yo, I was reading, you know, I did go to Amazon, and I'm reading some of the reviews, and a person, they gave you a 5-star review on the Matrix 4, and I just want to read it to you just a little bit, because it's a very good review. Their name is Tan, and then they put everything I expected from Sophia Stewart. It says, this book appears and is written like a script. This book holds so much detail. You feel like you're experiencing it in your present reality as you read. Awesome book. I felt the continuation of the original work of The Matrix in Terminator. This literary work felt surreal. I love the detail and choice of words Sophia crafts as she guides you through this futuristic journey of Neo, an extraordinary work. Much love to Ms. Stewart for this fine work. Definitely would like to see this on film. That was one of your reviews.
Yes, because it is time for the real 4th installment to come out. And I invite Warner Brothers and all these studios. Universal tried to get it with the late Rick Finkelstein and some other people, MGM, Paramount. I'm going to invite Warner Brothers to come back because there's new executives over there now. And the banker, Norman Starr, and he's the one that they had to approach me and offer me the $30 million. He's one of the Hollywood bankers. those people who stole and discredited the company are gone, long gone, a lot of them now. It's a new day over there. So I want to make come together and make amends and give the people what they deserve, more Matrix and Terminator, not garbage, and not because you're trying to use the name to make some money and give people a lesser quality of work.
Right. Well, I certainly hope with our conversation, I hope the word gets out there because the Caribbean radio show has a very, very good range of listeners. I hope it gets out there. I sure do hope that, you know, the movie come about. I mean, this book, Sophia, I mean, this book is awesome. You really, really did crack the genetic code. I mean, you did. This is awesome. It's a very, very good book, a good read. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, and people need to see the movie. They need to get more Matrix, and I need the conscience of the world to be more elevated because this next round of work is going to put the conscience of the people in orbit. And there are good Jewish people over there in Warner Brothers who had nothing to do with the thefts who are working there, and they need to come together and make amends, and let's put this work out for the next level of the millennials so we can have the next elevation. You know what I'm talking about? I can't think of a better time than now for
Most
the truth
definitely.
To come out. And this movie, because now we're over COVID-19, and there could also be an animation, Matrix 4 animation, cracking the genetic code, the evolution.
Oh,
animation,
wow. Awesome.
Because Spider-Man animation won an Oscar and made tons of money. Maybe we should put the Matrix 4 animation out first for the children the millennials and the whole world. And then do the movie, you know, because now you can do both of them at the same time. But again, I say to all the new good people over there at Warner Brothers, I invite you guys to let's get together and let's give the world the next episode of Matrix and Terminator. But the real thing, because now people have a bitter taste in their mouth over the regurgitation, resuscitation, resurrection mess. And Andy and Larry Wachowski needs to retire. You need to retire. You need to stop lying. Andy's been married to his wife for 22 years. He's not gay or anything. He needs to stop lying to the LGBTQ people. And so does Larry. He has a dominatrix girlfriend or some woman. They're into women. No sexual changes and no legal name changes. They went in as men that they are. So stop your lying.
Oh, okay.
And you can't do any Matrix or Terminator. Stop your lying. You've blown your hands. You've shown the world that you didn't do it. That's all I wanted and why I denied them getting it. I wanted people to see the truth. You have to
and
see
they
the truth
have it.
First.
And they have it, Sophia. As much as you speak about it, they have it. And I'm glad, you know, and for sure. I know.
Yeah, because
I want to say
one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Only the real, true creator and owner can eclipse their work. No one eclipse any author or creator. Can't eclipse their work. If the late Michael Jackson was here now, only he and the late Prince can eclipse their work. All you can do is mimic some old stuff that they created from 20 or 30 years ago. And all you're going to do is copy and mimic over and over and over and add a little tweak or whatever to it. But that's all you're going to do. But if they were alive, you would see some more phenomenal stuff. That's why the Matrix 4 is the new phenomenal installment, the next episode, the next elevation, And it should not be denied from 7 billion people on earth. 7 billion people on earth. So every day, someone is going to wake up to the truth. Someone is going to want the truth revealed. Someone is going to do something about it. Every day, new politicians are coming in, and old ones are dying. New citizens that was born in 1999, but now they're going to be the senator or the president of the United States. And they're going to be the ones that make these changes. And I have a hatred attraction out there with Dubai or universal attractions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? I have the new Matrix attraction that be franchised out. It could be the only thing Dubai ever see that bring tons of people into Dubai, tons of people into Disney World, tons of people into anywhere they want to see an attraction. The Matrix attraction must go up. It's something that no one has ever seen before.
That's right.
MGM saw one page of it, and they lost their minds. It is futuristic.
Yes,
the work Matrix and Terminator is 100 years ahead. 100 years ahead. In fact, people are just now catching up and beginning to understand the movies they saw that I created many years ago.
They are. You know, like you said, you can't duplicate anybody's work. I mean, everybody specifically, the person has a fingerprint that's unique to everybody else's. And that's the same thing with your work. I mean, it's unique. And, you know, in any way, I know Billy, and I speak for him, but I'm speaking for him too, because I do know that in any way, too, Sophia, that we can, we're going to continue to help get the word out there. With this program, you know, that everybody is listening to here on Caribbean Radio Show, and not only that, many people who listen to the program, they go and they download it and they, you know, spread the word on things. So I sure hope that they get the full message, your full message on the program today, because, I mean, it's what people need to know. As far as your book, as far as your works, as far as, you know, even just creating a new movie to get it out there. I want to hear, you know, hey, keep me updated on your, you know, on the progress. And hopefully with all the things that you said, the right people listen and they take it to heart and they do it. They act on it.
Well, I'm extending an olive branch. I'm extending the olive branch to the Warner Brothers family, the good ones over there. So let's do something about this. Let's put this controversy to rest and let's elevate and make billions of dollars more. Let's get back some of the 100 to 150 million that some good investors and good people lost over there. They would like their money, you know. Let's put all of this tape behind us, and let's give the whole world what it's been craving, more Matrix and more Terminator, but the real stuff and not knockoffs. No one can enjoy a knockoff Nike. You know what I'm talking about? And people should not even buy stolen properties. That's horrible. Every time you consciously buy stolen property, you are aiding and abetting. And every time you buy stolen property and you're unconscious of it, if somebody is pulling you into a criminal act that you have not acceded to or agreed upon.
Right.
You see what
that's
I'm talking
true.
About? Someone just
Absolutely.
Put you into something that you didn't even know what was going on. And you bought it. And now when you find out, you're in pain.
That's right. You found that it's fake. They did it with the Louis Vuitton purses at first. as far back as I can remember.
knockoff Gucci's, knockoff Versace's, knockoff everything you can imagine.
Rolodex. Yeah, that was common. And so we don't need a knockoff. We need the original. We need the original Sophia Stewart's work. We don't need anybody else's fake Gucci knockoffs. We want the real thing. And I know a lot of people are with me with that. Yeah. But, this is awesome. And you know what? One other thing, Sophia, I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of the Gematrix? Because the book, it kind of reminded me, they have a Jewish Gematria where everything, how could I put it? They have Gematrix and they call it everything that happens, it's numbered. Are you familiar with the Gematrix?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, my goodness. It reminds me so much of what you just said, the Terminator and the Matrix is about. They call it the Gematrix, and it's a Jewish Gematrix.
A lot of people have tried to be complimentary of my work and have put out stuff after the fact. Not before, but after the fact. In fact,
You can type in anything. You type in anything with the Jewish Gematrix or the Gematrix. I know it was a rabbi. He had done this. It's a Gematrix code. And you know what? They actually call it the Bible code. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but if you get a chance, look up Bible code. Look up Gematrix.
Yeah, I've never heard of it ever. I'm not being funny. But I know there's a lot of takeoffs of the Matrix. And let me tell you, some of them don't have nothing to do with the Matrix. The word Matrix is a generic. What I have
it's a generic
trademark is, is the Matrix with those characters, graphics, special effects, the red and blue pill, I'll be back dialogue, logo raining
That's
down
true.
The binary codes of the one and zero. You know, all of that, the concept. Now, people can do Matrix Popoca, Matrix Toyota, the car, Matrix conversion, the insurance, Matrix insurance.
I am going
to
actually send this
to
you.
They can have a Matrix party, but it has nothing to do with the Matrix, no licensing deal.
Right, it doesn't. But I'm going to actually send this to you because I think you're going to find this very interesting. And they use numbers, and I'm like, what is this? You know, you put in something, and every letter has a number to it, and it's like, okay, you know, it in reference to the things that already happened, in reference to the things that's going to happen. They call this the Bible code, and some people call it the Gematrix. I'm going to send this to you. I want you to see
this. Well,
I've heard of
the Bible code because there's a book on called the Bible code, but I never heard of it being called the Gematrix, the Bible code. But everybody knows that the universal language is mathematics. Well, some people don't know, but people should know that it's not spells or spelling or witchcraft. It is not curses or cursive.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? You will not become a co-creator unless you learn math. Everything, all the inventions here on Earth are created with math.
Right. It is. And that's what they are doing. That's exactly. And so, I'm going to send you some of the things that I have seen.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I can think the Bible code is. Because I know that book called the Bible code, I've known about that book forever. It's talking about prophecy, and it's talking about everything has a timing of prophecy. And this book called the Bible code can, decipher those prophecies. Now, I heard of that book.
Right.
But not no Gematrix.
Right.
Now they may be they call in that book and change the name on it or something. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I can fathom.
Yeah. But they have something. It's called the Jewish Gematrix. And they it's a Bible code. But I will show it to you.
Okay, that sounds great. Phenomenal.
Excuse me.
No problem. But anyway,
getting over.
I'm going to tell you. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
While you're coughing, I let people know, get the book. Those in foreign countries, go to Amazon.com and get your book. Order it on demand. Those in America, go to my website, truthaboutmatrix.com. I have ebooks. Anybody from around the world or country, and you want a physical book or an ebook, you can get the ebooks directly from me. I've written several books on Matrix and Terminator. All four of the books are on my website. Three of the books are at Amazon.com. If you do Prime Time, you can expedite the book in 2 days from Prime. Amazon Prime, 2 days.
Yeah.
On demand. Barnes
Excuse
Noble,
me.
Walmart,
I'm...
On demand, yeah. Not on the shelves.
Yeah.
But when you come up there to the book section and order it, the moment you pay for it, they will print it and ship it out to you. Very important. If you love the movies, get the book. If you got the book, go see the movies. Those movies are copyrighted and owned by Sophia Stewart, myself. Piece of cake. Well-versed in law.
Awesome. And Sophia, thank you for covering for me. I have been battling for the past 4 days. A flu has been trying to come on, but I fought it.
And
I'm like, God, this
advice.
Is horrible.
Can I give
Got
you some
a horrible
advice
little throat.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
What do you have to do? Do you have any raw ginger right there at your house? Any raw ginger?
Oh, I got to get some. Got to get some.
Ginger, let me
tell
you what ginger do. Ginger just, you'll fall
ginger.
A second.
Yeah.
Hear it. Ginger, raw ginger, or you can cook it and drain the liquid off and drink it. Or you got any garlic? Garlic kills bacteria.
Yeah.
Well, all you have to do is put a couple of garlic, smash them first for 15 minutes. Take two garlic cloves and smash them together for 15 minutes. Let them sit there and set the timer, and then. Make you some boiling water and drop those smashed cloves in there. Wait till it cool like tea and coffee and drink it, and it will kill any bacteria inside of your lungs and body.
Thank you for
Trust
that.
Me.
I'm going to try that.
But that
thank you so much. Cause
will knock out COVID,
you know
knock
what
out
it is, too?
Mucus.
You know what it is, too? It's coming from Israel because we just landed here. And it's like 88 degrees there, and then I landed in Galena, Illinois, and it was like 30 degrees. And I'm like, oh, no. And my daughter-in-law, my little granddaughter, she had a little cough. So she hugged me, but oh, yeah. And so we've been, you know, I'm like, okay, this has been going on 4 days. I'm over the hump of it, but you know how that goes with these things. But Sophia, I want to thank you so much. You are a big blessing to me. I do appreciate talking to you each time on and off of the program. You are just a blessing, and I'm so thankful that you came on to the program. I enjoyed it. And to come back. You are welcome to come back on anytime you'd like. Just let me know.
Well,
say, hey, Denise.
I'm definitely going to come back for Billy and the other hosts that were sick. And I hope they're listening, because get you some raw garlic, start eating it, eat a chunk of it a day, and look at the health benefits. Google it. I mean, you'll be like a brand new person. Listen, you'll become a brand new person. All your energy and everything will come back as soon as you start eating some. People got COVID, and they came to me, and I told them, hey, you got some garlic? You got some ginger? Start eating that ginger right now and watch your health improve immediately. One of the guys who's a friend of mine, he did it. He had some ginger, and he started to get well while he was talking to me on the phone. His voice was saying,
wow.
Wow, I'm feeling great. I said, yeah. I said, the reason why the doctors won't tell you this is because they can't make any money off of what God has given you from, with seeds from the ground. They can't make any money off of garlic. They can't make no money off of ginger, tamarack, all the stuff that God told us, frankincense and myrrh that was given to Jesus. All of this stuff, spices back in the day, was just like gold and diamonds and money is right now. It was very, very valuable to the people because it kept the people healthy and alive.
Right. But, yes, I mean, one of my friends, I don't know, they may be listening, one of my friends, Frank Zelenko and ZV Lischitz, Frank Zelenko, his brother was Dr. Zelenko, and he was a natural medicine doctor. And I had caught COVID. He sells this product. It's called Z-Stack. But he was helping people that had caught COVID. He helped them. He told them, hey, don't get the shot. Do this. He gave them the medicine, things that they needed to overcome it. I took his protocol. It's called the Zelenko protocol. I took it. I had COVID. I was done with COVID in 3 days' time. So,
well, I'm telling you, what I told you about is faster than his stuff. I helped people with the COVID, too, and I did like Dr. Savy. I gave them the garlic and the ginger, the turmeric, and guess what? They got it over it quicker than 3 days. No joke. I am not being funny.
No joke. Dr. Savy. I heard of Dr. Savy.
Dr. Savy was the one that was giving people all these from what is grown from the ground. It's natural for our bodies, not chemicals. The garlic, the ginger, the tamarack, all the stuff coming from the roots, the ground, from the earth.
Yeah.
The mother ate from the dirt of the earth when she was carrying the baby.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
This is what our body
Sophia, I'm learning so much from
kills you. The blood sugar levels. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm learning a lot from
spiking.
You, for sure.
I tell a lot of people. I help a lot of people. I'm the oracle in the movie.
The
I put
oracle,
myself in my
sure.
work. Yeah, I am the oracle. Yep. That's where she comes from. I'm a child of prophecy, a shaman. My grandmother's full-blooded Cherokee from the Indian reservations of Missouri. My grandfather, Portuguese from Portugal. Spaniards.
Oh, wow.
Spaniards. So
in Cherokee,
and
a lost tribe
together.
Of Israel.
Yeah,
but
Spaniard,
I want everybody listening to just, I want them to buy your book. They'll go out. It's on demand. It's print on demand. It's Matrix 4, The Evolution, Cracking the Genetic Code by Sophia Stewart. It's available now. And I want you to, put your input on this program and share these episodes with others so that they could pass the word around. So everybody who was a fan of The Matrix and The Terminator, you can go to Warner Brothers, the studios, and tell them you want another Matrix and a Terminator movie and support Sophia Stewart with her work because her work is just awesome. And, Sophia, I hate cutting this conversation off, but you call me anytime other than the program. And
thank you.
Other than the program, call me anytime. And whenever you want to come on to talk about something new, hopefully as a result of this program, there will be, feedback. And maybe, something will change in the right direction to where the next conversation, who knows, you'll be talking about the new Matrix 4 movie. Who knows what can happen?
It's going to come out. I've already seen it. It's the prophecy, the oracle prophecy. I've already seen it. It's already happened. It's gonna come out. And I want people to know that e-books are available. You can get a free app to For those who want audio, you can get an ebook and then get a free app, the audio app, to read the book to you so you can listen to it. So come
yes.
on, everybody. There's no reason why you can't get The Matrix. You can hear it or you can read it. It's in physical ebooks and get a free app. Download a free audio app and let it read it to you with the ebook. I love being on here. Sophia Stewart is
Thank
my name.
You.
I'm the creator and owner of the Matrix and Terminator film franchises. I will give you a continuation of more Matrix and Terminator. Wait until you see the fourth installment. Wait till you read the fourth installment. God bless you all, and thank you very much for having me here, Doc.
Oh,
I really
we
appreciate
are so
you.
Happy you came on, Sophia. Thank you, Sophia Stewart. And right now, we're just going to go out here with the song. And thank you so much, Sophia. And I know, you know, you're going to come on again and again and again. We're just so happy to have you here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And right now, all the listeners to the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat and Chat Real, we are going to go out a song. Thank you very, very much for joining us and our guests. And we hope that everybody, you have a blessing of a week. Bye-bye.
Bye.